Much of the flood-plagued Midwest got more rain today. Floodwaters have forced more than 2,000 families out of their homes. Illinois has suffered heavily, with 4 deaths and $30 million damage blamed on flooding. There are also reports that one man was killed today in Oklahoma when his car was swept off a bridge. A partially ruptured dam in Wisconsin remains standing but leaking, and officials are fearful more rain could cause it to burst. A French television cameraman reported kidnapped in Lebanon on Sunday has been freed, according to the French Foreign Ministry. A spokesman says Jean-Marc Sroussi was released today in the southern suburbs of Beirut and has returned to the Christian East sector of the city. No group claimed responsibility for his kidnapping, and the Foreign Ministry did not provide any details about his captivity or his return. President Reagan paid tribute today to former President Jimmy Carter during dedication ceremonies for Mr. Carter's presidential library near Atlanta. President Reagan, who soundly defeated Carter in the 1980 election, said there was no need to downplay differences between the two men.
Our very differences attest to the greatness of our nation. For I can think of no other country on earth where two political leaders could disagree so widely, yet come together in mutual respect.
Mr. Reagan went on to say former President Carter graced the White House with his passion, intellect, and commitment. The library was dedicated on Mr. Carter's 62nd birthday, and President Reagan advised his predecessor that life begins at 70.